Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman, and S. Drotar. Sean filling in. Of course, Sean Drotar from the afternoon show with Sandy Clough. On Wednesday, there's going to be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lions, and Estes Park.
Nuggets had a chance to win last night's game. Ball was in Jokic's hands, and can't blame the guy for not hitting a crazy looking
fadeaway three. Right,
although he did hit one recently. With that, I think the main storyline coming out of this game, and it's been the storyline more than a few times this season, is the bench. And that was a concern going into the season, concern middle of the season, and now once again a concern again. Scoreless in the first half. They were outscored 34-7. Is that right? 34-7? I have that right? By the Clippers bench. And this says to me, if they cannot get production, the playoffs aren't going to be a mess. I still think they have a good chance to win the title, but losing Bruce Brown, you understand why he left. He certainly got a bag of money. You are wondering how many more minutes will the starters have to play in the playoffs?
And that's a concern. And I think you see last night that Aaron Gordon has been he's been wearing down. He's been dealing with various ailments as well over the course of the year. Jokic with a bit of a soreness in the hip and thigh area.
Not wrist, that it, specifically.
Wrist though, as too. Well. Not that it's seemed to have affected him very much. But, yeah, I mean, you're talking about the wear and tear of a season, and not just this season, but that fatigue is cumulative, the last season and with the comparatively short off season. It's a concern. I'm with you. I still look at the Nuggets and think that Minnesota's the biggest threat out west. And I do see a situation in which Minnesota, if they had the home court advantage over the Nuggets in a seven-game series, could definitely beat them. But I look at the Nuggets at worst as being the second most likely team to come out of the West, which is really not a bad situation to be in. And maybe it's, look, being born and raised here in Colorado, the Nuggets winning the title last year is the least likely professional thing in sports that has ever happened in this town.
I agree.
Among professionals. By far.
By the way.
It's not even close. And the idea that Nuggets fans might be, well, they might not win it two in a row. Are you kidding me? The fact that you're dealing with this at its absolute apex with the best player on earth on your team, and the complaint is, well, you might only be the third or second most likely team to win the title again? Goodness, what do you want? I mean, it's going to be a good ride, and there's really nothing you look at and say, there's a fatal flaw that will keep them from winning the title. They've played Boston twice. They've beaten them twice with the same subpar bench. They can win the whole thing again.
Well, they've also lost to Oklahoma City in every game.
Correct.
So, I mean,
and they've had trouble with the Houston Rockets for some reason. But you know.
Early in the season, they did. But when you look at the top seeding in the Western Conference, they're a half game behind. I think they have a better chance of winning the West than the Avs do.
Oh, I agree with that. I absolutely agree.
Because
with that.
Just when you look at schedule, the Nuggets have five games left. They play Minnesota and the rest of the teams they're playing under 500.
I think that the Avs' chances of winning the Central Division and therefore the West, but just the division alone.
Which would be the West.
Which would probably be the West as Dallas starts to pull away a little bit. And Dallas is crazy hot right now. They've won their last two games by a combined score of 8-0. But I think the Avs' chances of winning the West probably sit at around 30% right now. And they won't even hover at that unless they win tonight and then again on Sunday. That might not be the worst thing, because the team that right now looks the wobbliest actually happens to be the Winnipeg Jets, who you'd get in the first round.
We had this conversation, Bruce and I. I'd be curious to know your thoughts. Why is it so much easier to win on the road in the NHL playoffs than the NBA playoffs? I had a theory, but I'm curious to know your theory.
Yeah, I don't know the theory, but you're right. The statistics make it really, really clear, as a matter of fact, especially when you get to the seventh game. Your best chance of winning it on the road as a road team is being in the NHL. Road series get won all the time. I suspect it has to do with a little bit of officiating and a little bit of crowd. Hockey crowds in the playoffs are raucous no matter where. It's not as if you can have the Peyton Manning damping down the crowd at home to make sure you can hear everything. The crowds are loud. They stay loud the whole time. The officiating in hockey sort of is what it is. It is less affected by the crowd. I believe you know as well as anybody, anyone who tells you that NBA officials are not affected by the crowd and by the intensity of a home court, they haven't been around the NBA enough, because they absolutely are. So I think those things play into it.
I think it has more to do with the setup of the stadium than anything else. When you are playing inside that glass, it's as if in some ways you are playing in your own room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's a good point.
When you are in the NBA, you have fans that are literally on top of you and you hear everything. In the NHL, the closest you're going to get is being on the glass. And while that glass is not soundproof, it might as well be. You just don't hear it the same. And that's why I think the home ice advantage in the NHL playoffs isn't as big as it is in the NBA.
Yeah, it's definitely, statistically, there's no question, it's far less impactful by a wide margin. So that's why for the Avs, at least, not being able to catch the Stars is not the end of the world. But for the Nuggets, not having the top seed is problematic, and it does make their road a lot harder.
Getting back to the roster of the Nuggets, how do you feel about Reggie Jackson now heading into the playoffs, as he was essentially benched in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, and actually that's kind of been going on for a while. If you actually go into the last month and change, Christian Braun's numbers and minutes per game keep trickling upwards, and Reggie Jackson keeps going down. And it's in part, and remember, by the way, the Nuggets brought Reggie Jackson in last year and thought this was going to be a bit of a panacea for the bench, and you couldn't even play him.
Right.
Like, he couldn't get on the floor.
Right.
And part of the challenge there with Reggie Jackson is if the shot isn't falling, he's not much value to you. He is not a pass first point guard. He's not a particularly good defensive player. So he's more of, you brought it up earlier, the idea that someone off the bench is there to score. The Nuggets don't have that guy. Reggie Jackson comes the closest, but he's not good at it either. And so when the shot's not falling, you really have trouble. And that's, I think, been the biggest concern going forward. And it means that I think when you see Christian Brown play the way he played last night or in the last couple of games, where he is being more aggressive in going to get his shot, and by shot, hopefully that means fewer threes and more driving to the lane, then there's an opportunity to make some things happen.
I think that Christian Brown and Michael Porter Jr. share one common trait. Both are very good basketball players, okay? But when they are not moving their feet, they are incredibly ineffective.
Yes, I agree completely. They have to be moving. They have to be moving without the ball, and they both also have to present the threat of going to the basket. Michael Porter Jr.'s best games this year is when he's occasionally put the ball on the floor.
Right.
Once there is the threat that he's not going to just spot up and jump, now that changes things. Not only does it change it against who's defending Porter Jr. or Brown, but it changes the geometry of the defense and gives them passing lanes that otherwise aren't there. And the Nuggets don't end up just cycling it around the outside.
There have been more than a few times this season that Jokic is on the floor with four bench players. I'm not sure if that is going to work in the playoffs.
It won't. And
you're going to have two starters.
That will be Jamal Murray, I think, when Murray is healthy. But the problem is, we talked about Reggie Jackson not being a pass-first point guard. The next pass-first point guard on the team is Nikola Jokic. So he's got to be out there with the bench guys, because otherwise you don't have a primary ball handler when the bench unit's on the floor.
Look at the fourth quarter of yesterday's game. They did not have a point guard out there. Gordon brought the ball up the floor. Brown brought the ball up the floor. Jokic did. It was just really by committee. I'm not sure if that is going to work in the playoffs either. But then again, let's wait to see what happens when Jamal Murray comes back.
Right. And it is worth noting, by the way, that even this late in the season, even with only a handful of games left last year, the Nuggets bench, the way we think of it in the playoff run, still had quite not materialized. That bench took an awfully long time to get ready to get going. And it really clicked in the playoffs, not so much in the regular season. The non-Jokic minutes for the regular season all of last year for the Nuggets were abysmal, even with Bruce Brown. Now, I'm not suggesting that the bench will turn into last year's bench, because I don't believe they have a Bruce Brown. But do I like Peyton Watson a little more than Jeff Green? Yeah, I do.
You had veterans, though.
And there's some value there.
You had two veterans in Bruce Brown and Jeff Green.
Right. You can't replace Brown. But Christian Brown, I think, has made incremental improvements. He hasn't made a massive leap, but I don't think he's a worse player. The mistake that the Nuggets made in the bench, and I obviously the Nuggets don't listen to me, but I've tried to warn them that for 3 years.
I listen.
Stop trying to make Zeke Nagy happen, okay? It's not going to happen.
Well, they believe he is. That's why they gave him an extension.
Yeah, well, they were wrong then, and they're still wrong. They need a different big body than Zeke Nagy, and they need that.
Well, they're not going to get it.
And they're not going to get it this year.
No,
the die's been cast.
They're not going to get it next year either.
Now they have to get DeAndre Jordan active if they're going to play.
I don't understand why
he
doesn't play more.
I don't either, because you talk about veterans and a guy that does not make mistakes. DeAndre Jordan really doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Is he physically the guy he used to be? No, none of us are as we get older. But I'm confused as to why he doesn't play more either. When Najee's not available, Malone just doesn't go big at all. And that's a bit confusing. But you do have veterans in Justin Holiday, who I think has shown flashes of being a pretty capable player and at least a heady player. And Jordan, too. I think there's a little more play in there. And we might see it. We might see a similar thing that we saw last year. Reggie Jackson may not play when the playoffs roll around on the bench.
Well, then who are your three guys?
It's going to be Brown and Watson, and it may end up being Holiday.
I don't think it'll be
Holiday. We saw some of that a few weeks ago, and it was pretty effective.
I understand, and he's a veteran, and I get it.
And he can shoot.
I agree. We'll see. Coming up after the break, Avalanche beat Minnesota last night. That was as much of a must-win as you are going to get at this point of the season. Why? That's next.
That woman, For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My flow train of thought just departed. Taste of mezcal on my breath. Let me get this off your chest. Open my mouth, all the gems falling out. Make you lose control.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at SDROTAR, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there will be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, want to tell you about Castle Rock Men's Health. They are in Parker, Centennial, Castle Rock. I don't trust my health to just anyone, but I do trust it with Dr. Lee and Castle Rock Men's Health. There are a lot of places out there that advertise on the radio. I refer to them as chop shops. What do I mean by that? They try and scare the hell out of you. Is your testosterone low and you can't perform in bed? Come on in. And we'll prescribe testosterone for you, probably whether you need it or not. With that, I'm working with a real doctor. I'm not working with somebody in a lab coat who runs around pretending to be a doctor and is fortunate enough to be able to prescribe something for you. When I go to Dr. Lee, he does a full medical test with blood work. I do that often to make sure that my levels are where they need to be. I'm on testosterone. Everybody knows that by now who listens to the show. Estrogen blockers. I need supplements. He advises me on what to do. But they also can help you with ED. And if you do have that, they have something called Gainswave Therapy. It is revolutionary, FDA approved. It's a great way and an optimal way to optimize your sexual health. Schedule your appointment today with Dr. Lee and Castle Rock Men's Health, crmenshealth.com, crmenshealth.com. Again, you can find them in Castle Rock, Parker, or Centennial. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
When you were watching the game yesterday, talking about the Avalanche, they got off to a great start in that first period. Then they were spending more time in the box than they needed to, and suddenly, you know, Minnesota made it a game. But then 5-on-5, clearly the Avalanche have the better roster. You feel any better about this team after just this game? Getting on track against a team that they, listen, they wound up beating Nashville, but they, you know, Georgiev got run in that game. Anonen came in, played well, and actually played terrific yesterday, making 44 saves.
He was really good and appears to be getting more and more confident the more time that he spends in between the pipes. So that's obviously a good sign too. I like this Avalanche team. I think there is a lot to like. I'm somewhat concerned about the goaltending because Georgiev has been inconsistent.
When have you felt really good about the goaltending with this team over the last 5 to 7 years?
We really haven't. I mean, I don't think you really have. You sort of hope there is enough. But since the trades, I really like the three defensive pairings, I think, are very solid. I am concerned about the line of Wood, Colton, and Parise. Parise's leveled off a lot. I think Wood and Colton, I think Wood has been maybe as expected. Colton, I think, has been a disappointment. Not a monumental one, but I think the Avs expected more than they've gotten. The change tonight should be interesting. Presumably, if Valerian Nichushkin comes back, where will they put him? Will they go with the bigger line where he flanks McKinnon with Rantanen? You have two big wings. That's been a very successful line for the Avs. But
Yeah, if you could pair it up with Nichushkin back.
I like the big top line because I like having those two freight trains on either side of McKinnon. I think it makes it really difficult to stop.
So Lekkonen is on the second line.
I like Lekkonen on the second line with Drouin, but Drouin has obviously gotten, as the year come along, even more and more in tune with McKinnon. 3 points last night. I don't know. Maybe you put, and they've done that, maybe you center the middle stat line around Nichushkin and Lekkonen. And then we'll see how that goes. But I like the big top line. If it's me, I put Nichushkin on the top line. I move Drouin to the second line, and I have a more technical second line with Mittelstadt in the middle with Lekkonen and Drouin. And then that third line, I do think about someone like Duhaime, who I think has been really good since he's come here, maybe tweaking that line, and maybe you take a Miles Wood, and put him down on that third line a little bit where the skating can help and the forecheck can help. I do think they need a little bit more there. But Nichushkin changes. I will say this, as much as I'm concerned about the goaltending, the Colorado Avalanche will not win the cup if Valeri Nichushkin does not stay with them and healthy, because without a net front presence,
right,
and the Avs have two guys on their roster that weigh more than 210 pounds among forwards, two. Rantanen, who's not a net front guy, capable of it, but you want him skating, you want him moving, and Nichushkin. The other guy, of course, is Gabe Landeskog, who's not available. But without Landeskog, Nichushkin's the only net front guy that changes that offense. They have to have him back.
You know a lot about hockey. I've been covering hockey for a long time for NHL teams. And the way that I like a lineup paired, I would put Nichushkin on that top line or Lekkonen on that top line.
Which they've done before and had success.
But there's a reason why. Because of the roles that each guy plays. If you are fortunate enough to have a playmaking center, certainly like, you know, McKinnon, you don't want two guys that do the same thing.
Right.
Okay. So one reason why Landeskog, McKinnon, and Rantanen played well together, you have a guy who's willing to stand in front of the net and dig out pucks. That is Landeskog. That is not Rantanen.
No.
Okay. So you don't want Drouin and Rantanen on the same line.
Skating scorers.
Who is going to get the puck? Who is going to stand in front of the net? Your best lineup is playmaking center, sniper, guy who's going to do the dirty work.
And you're 100% right that the next best net front presence on the team is Lekkonen.
Correct.
The problem is just Lekkonen isn't big enough to consistently sustain there.
But he is
the next best guy.
But he's willing to go get the puck.
And he's got excellent hands.
So they have the right pieces in place, and I think Bednar does know how to use them. But no, I would not want Nichushkin and Lekkonen on the same line.
I wouldn't be my preference, and I like your idea as well, because you're talking about a net front guy, so on the second line. And Mittelstadt is not Nathan McKinnon, but Mittelstadt is known as a passer. And had led Buffalo in points by the time they got him. So now
they didn't score. I mean, somebody had to be the leading.
You have a passing center in Mittelstadt. You have a skating scorer in Drouin in that case, and a net front presence in Lekkonen.
Has Drouin to you advanced enough where he can play on his own?
Yes,
and not play with
McKinnon. Yes, because we've seen him on the second line, and I think he can. Yes,
yeah.
He's only 2 points off of tying his career high.
Right.
Yeah, I think his game is back. I think his mindset is back. I think the Avalanche are a good fit for his style.
With the way Drouin has played, you can make the case that if there were votes for assistant coach of the year, it would be Nathan McKinnon.
Assistant GM of the year, maybe too.
Well, yes, he brought him in, but he also put in the work with Drouin.
Yes.
But I truly believe if Drouin wasn't doing what he was doing now, I know they have a close friendship. The way Nathan McKinnon is wired, dude, I'm done with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think Drouin knew it. This was a last chance.
Yeah.
This was the last chance to stick in the NHL. And it is interesting because it might not have been his last chance, but Valeri Nichushkin was in a similar spot, picked 10th overall. And the Avalanche system under Jared Bednar, who inexplicably year in and year out never even finishes in the top half dozen of Jack Adams voting. And I do not know why.
Because he has so much talent.
Yeah, well, okay.
Why didn't Phil Jackson win Coach of the Year every year? because he had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. He had Shaquille O'Neal. He had Kobe Bryant. When you have that much talent, you're expected to win. So you just don't get as much. You don't get as much credit.
I get that. At the same time, it seems like the coaches that end up winning it aren't exactly the folks that, I mean, Jim Montgomery won it last year with the Bruins. Didn't they have the best regular season in the history of hockey?
Yeah, how'd that
seems like out? They had some talent. Yeah, it didn't work out so well, did it? But I mean, they seem to have some talent. But regardless, Bednar's system suits certain players. And part of it is because he's so consistent as a head coach. He is consistent in his messaging. He's consistent in the hammer of minutes of ice time. And he has been consistent in making sure to his players that you will earn your way up or down lines based on the way you play. And he's been unafraid to do that. And it means for certain players, like an Nichushkin, like Drouin, it gives them a framework in which they can find their game and then succeed in it.
Here, I'm probably going to butcher the way that I say this. For as good as the top two lines can be when they have everybody healthy, I don't think those top two lines, they would still be very good, but they would not be as good if Bednar did not have offensive-minded defensemen to push the puck into the zone and pinch up on the blue line. They would not be as effective offensively. Yes, McKinnon's going to be McKinnon. I'll give you an example. I don't think Nichushkin is as effective if those defensemen push the play into the zone.
Right. Oh, and they have...
Lekkonen isn't as effective.
They are stacked in that regard.
It just gives them more opportunities to score, and that's why these guys have higher numbers in terms of point totals. Bednar is very fortunate to have those guys who want to push the play into the zone. And by the way, he demands it. That's the way you need to play, right? So he has the roster to play the game that he
wants. And now you've got five of your six starting defensemen that can do it. Right. Five. I mean, Devon Taves is so wildly underrated on probably 20 other teams in the NHL right now. The story about Devon Taves would be like, wow, what an offensively gifted defenseman. But because he plays with Cale McCarr, he's the other guy's pretty good at a lot of stuff.
Okay, let me ask. He was really good with the Islanders.
Yes, he was.
Okay. But if we're going to use a Jordan Pippen type of comparison, because they were the best tandem in basketball for a very long time. And right now, many people would look at McCarr and Taves as the best defensive pairing of all time. If there is no McCarr, where he takes the focus off of Taves, is Taves truly a number one defenseman?
I think he's a top pair defenseman, but I think on a lot
of
teams...
Is he a number one defenseman?
I think on probably half the teams in the league he is. Yes, I do. Because he's responsible in his own zone. He does have the ability to jump into plays. He's excellent
checker. But there's going to be more focus on him.
Right.
He's the number one guy. There's more focus
on him. The points go down.
I'm not trying to.
I think the points go down. But his ability to bring his ability to get the puck into the zone, to keep it into the zone while being keeping responsibility defensively, I think is very, very good. But the Avs, even a guy like Josh Manson, who's considered, to your point, a defensive defenseman.
Right.
But Manson...
He brings the puck into the zone.
He does.
Yeah.
Everybody but Jack Johnson does. Yeah. And that's because Bednar's system demands it, and it also encourages those players to use their instincts, and they understand they have some talent on the front lines that can keep it in the zone. And it makes the Avalanche very dangerous when their power play is clicking.
Coming up after the break, Rockies open the season at home later on today. If you want to go to the game, you can. And I have some great deals for you. Or maybe you don't want to go to the game because you don't care anymore. And I have a feeling that's the way it's trending. That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at SDroTower, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, Big Boys Toys Auction, featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to RollerAuction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Went on Ticketmaster yesterday to see how many tickets were available. I counted 301 as of 4:30 yesterday. And I understand why owners are going to raise the prices for opening day, but this one's a beaut. Let's go section 327, row 10, upper deck to the right of home plate, obstructed view, which might be a good thing because you don't want to watch the Rockies. You just want to be there. $80 a piece. What kind of moron is buying that? Honestly, I mean, I know you want to be in the ballpark. Every ticket was $65 or more. Every single ticket was $65 or more. And I'm talking about in center field way back.
And what strikes me as odd is, I get it, there's the pomp and circumstance of opening day. At the same time, you can go tomorrow, and yeah, the prices are a fraction that.
It's pick your seat day.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see what the attendance is on Saturday.
I mean, is looking at the really big flag and the magnet schedule that much of a difference maker for you?
By the way, you know, it's our job to watch games. It's our jobs to talk about teams. But when you do the afternoon show with Sandy, besides bitching about them, which is what we would be doing on our show as well, which is kind of what we're doing right now.
Yeah, and they're making me not love baseball, which is, I thought, was impossible until the end of last year. It's bad.
I mean, they have put together a tremendous encore carrying over from last season. You would think they couldn't be even worse.
Oh, they'll be worse.
And they are.
Sandy's arguing, and Sandy, of course, who grew up as a Mets fan.
Yeah.
Sandy has been making the argument that they will push the Mets, the 62 Mets, the 120 lost Mets.
Well,
he believes there's a real chance that the Rockies will get close to that.
Well, 7 games in, you can make that case.
Yeah.
Because honestly, they don't hit, they don't pitch, and when they don't play defense, they look like the Keystone Cops.
Their left fielder, who is purportedly their best young player, has 4 errors. There are left fielders that go the season that don't have 4 errors.
I think here's the problem for Nolan Jones, is that I don't think people truly understand that a sophomore slump is real, and it is real in baseball more than it is in any other sport, because now teams have adjusted to you.
Right.
How are you going to adjust back? And there's a lot of pressure on that, because now he is considered one of the faces of the franchise. And I think that's why you have those errors. That's why at the plate, he's doing what he's doing. Baseball, unlike football, I know there's a lot of technical things with football and basketball and hockey, but baseball is its own unique animal, that adjustments are real. And if you don't adjust back, you will get swallowed up.
That's always the trick, isn't it? It's adjusting to the adjustment. And that happens really in any sport, but baseball in particular, once they get a feel for you.
But in baseball, it's one-on-one.
Right.
You can't hide at the plate behind a teammate. If you are not good at hitting curveballs, you're going to get a steady diet of it.
They're just going to keep feeding it
until
you
can.
Exactly right. And that part of it is obviously intriguing.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed Them?
The Broncos competition at center is growing with this veteran addition. And what is Tiger Woods doing to best prepare for the Masters? That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free, and I am crying.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Estrotar, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there will be a Big Boys Toys Auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver. 5 years running. Or order online at ArgonautLiquor.com.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, Broncos made a move yesterday. They signed center Sam Mustafa to a one-year deal. Mustafa was with the Bears. He was their full-time center in 2021 and 22 before signing with the Ravens last year. He has 42 starts and 52 games played in his 4 years in the NFL. He'll be a veteran option there in the middle. Any comments on the Broncos' competition at center growing with this addition?
I have no idea how good he is, but I will say Ryan Harris, who played with him at Notre Dame, gave him a ringing endorsement, and that's good enough for me.
Mustafa, in this case, is probably going to be the starter. The idea that Alex Forsythe and Luke Wattenberg, fifth and seventh round picks, were going to just get a crack at it and see who was going to grab it. When you look at the way that the rest of the free agents have been signed, Matt Pert, you talk about Throckmorton being signed, former Saint.
Former Saint?
Yeah. Surprise, right?
They brought in a former Saint?
Shocking. Mustafa is the starter until proven otherwise.
All right, just in case you missed it, since it's Friday, we'll go with this one. A friend of Tiger Woods says Woods has eliminated sex to avoid distractions ahead of the Masters, which begins next Thursday. So Tiger is reportedly abstaining from sex to prepare for the Masters, which he has won 5 times in his career. Is the rest of the field doomed with this development?
Some friend.
Doomed.
Who's ratting Tiger out on that? Yeah, man.
Why would you bring that up publicly?
And now what? If Tiger doesn't win the Masters? Now, wow.
Well, you know what the funny thing is?
Yikes.
Is that famously boxers would abstain from sex before a big fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly, Mike Tyson did not do that when he fought Buster Douglas.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that right where you left it.
Well, the funny thing is, with Mike Tyson, considering what happened to him and why he went to jail,
mm-hmm.
that was having too many issues with wanting to have sex with somebody who did not want to have sex with him.
Yeah.
But the whole point of it is, even if I wanted to have intercourse with a woman, I still think I could beat a woman. I'm not a beat a woman, but even beat a man in the ring. And when I face that guy, that internet sensation, I'm going to come after him. I'm going to eat his children, and I'm going to bite his ear off.
Is it okay
Look out, Jake Paul.
Yeah, is it okay if I still want to see him kind of thump Jake Paul, though?
I want to see him beat the hell out of Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know really anything about Jake Paul, but here's the thing. Jake Paul has never taken a punch like what Tyson can give.
Mike Tyson's 57. I still want no part of that. Thank you very much.
Right.
All right, just in case you missed it, some news earlier in the week, a Steph Curry and Klay Thompson versus Sabrina Ionescu and Caitlin Clark three-point contest is reportedly very likely for next year's All-Star Weekend, according to Shams Charania. This is something you guys have said you would like to see. This would qualify as must-see viewing, right?
I mean, I'd enjoy it. It's an exhibition. The whole thing is an exhibition, so it'd be probably more entertaining than the dunk contest. I mean, I'd be intrigued. I mean, sure, why not?
What game are you most looking forward to watching this weekend? I'm going to take the Rockies and Tampa Bay out of it.
Bold.
Okay. Are you most looking forward to watching UConn against Alabama tomorrow? The other Final Four game.
North Carolina State and Purdue, right?
Or UConn against Iowa tonight.
Or North Carolina State versus South Carolina tonight. North Carolina and UConn.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to take that one out of it.
It's UConn, Iowa in the women. I think both, as a matter of fact, I think both of the women's games will be more compelling than the men's games. That is the one I want to watch tonight. Of course, minus the absent Oilers as well will be a show.
That's good. That should be a show.
7-6 type of game coming up.
Is that a nationally televised game?
I actually don't know.
Well, I'll watch the women.
I'm normally, preparing for my evening show right now. I'm not. I'm still waking up.
You know what? I say, here's the thing. I sent you the show notes.
Right.
Okay. Why don't you just use them with Sandy?
Nobody tell Sandy. Good idea.
You probably could. It's going to be a different audience. You could probably, although the Rockies game is going to be over.
Sandy doesn't need my notes anyway.
He just goes. You just line him up. He's like the Energizer Bunny.
It's all good.
ESPN Plus.
You did talk more today in this show than you did your other show, didn't you? I tried to make a conscious effort.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go. Go, Alex, go.
All right, just in case you missed it, Andrew Siciliano, Melissa Stark, James Palmer, and Will Selva are all out as NFL Network continues their trimming. Kind of hard to imagine NFL Network without Andrew Siciliano and James Palmer. Any thoughts on the cuts at the league-owned television outlet?
I hate them. How much does the NFL make every year? Like $13 billion? I mean, these are all, none of those people are hangers-on. These are outstanding.
It's a different business. It's a different, yes, the NFL owns it, but the television network is run differently than the NFL, the product that we watch on every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, sometimes on Saturday.
I wouldn't expect too many of them to be out for very long.
They're all very, listen, the guy that we know the best is James because he is out at Broncos.
Melissa
practice.
Stark's done about everything in the NFL over the years. We know James Palmer. Siciliano is brilliant at what he does. Yeah.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter how talented you are. I spent 20 years on television. This is just the nature of the business. And they would rather have on former players and big names.
Yep.
And with all due respect to all of them who got let go, they are not a former player who gives controversial opinions.
The Gilbert Arenas is. We're all going to end up listening to Gilbert Arenas eventually.
Right.
All right, last one here. Bronny James has entered the transfer portal after one season at USC.
What is USC going to do?
Man, he averaged 4.8 points per game, 2.8 rebounds, 2.1 assists, and now comes the decision part two. Where do you think Bronny will play next season?
Somewhere not as good as USC, apparently. I mean, if he wants to get more minutes and more points. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's hard to be LeBron James' son, okay? I'm not cracking on Bronny. And it's wonderful that he can play at all. Thank goodness with the heart issues and everything. But he's not an NBA caliber player at this point, and he may never be an NBA caliber player, though he will make it because of the name.
give me the best father-son duos of all time, and I think there'll be one commonality.
Griffey's.
That the son has been better than the father.
Generally, yeah.
Okay. Griffey, better than his dad. Barry, better than his dad, right? I don't know if... let's see. Then you have Steph, better than Dell.
Archie Manning and Peyton and Eli.
I would say that Peyton was a wee bit better than Archie.
I agree.
And Eli. Even Cooper might be. No.
Well, not at football.
No.
Funnier, though.
But usually the son tends to be better than the father. Usually. And the father's usually pretty good.
McCaffrey's?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Ed would argue that Christian... Yeah.
I don't know if Christian swims necessarily. Right. But otherwise, yeah.
But if Christian ever pops off, Ed can say, just like Patrick, well, I can't hear you. I have two Super Bowl rings in my ear.
Nice.
But then he can say, well, Dad, I have enough money to buy your rings 5,000 times over. Yeah,
good work if you can get it on either side.
And then Ed will say, well, I earned them. It'll go back and forth and back and forth. Anyway, that was Argonaut Wine and Liquor, just in case you missed it. They always have great specials going on, specifically on wine. It is the weekend. Why not treat yourself to a really nice glass of wine, a fine spirit? Maybe you're into craft beers. Argonaut Wine and Liquor, you can find them off of Colfax. You can order online at argonautliquor.com. You can order off of their app as well. And, of course, they deliver to the entire Denver metro area. Sean, you're double dipping today.
Yep.
An absolute pleasure having you on the show today. Please pick it up on Monday because Bruce is not going to be doing this. You were good today.
Okay.
But for me, for as bad as you were, you carried me.
Well, it's Friday. We'll just kind of cruise into the weekend.
We were what does everybody call Friday? Like football Friday?
Right.
I call it F around Friday.
Oh, well, that's even easier.
It is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. With that, Gordon, great job. Same with you, Alex, as always. Sean, pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you on Monday. Looking forward to listening to your show 4 to 6 with Sandy later today. And you got all your talking in, so now you can totally give it up to Sandy.
Perfect. All right. Well, it goes right back to your F around Friday plan.
Make it the best possible day you can.